Welcome to National MI's Educational Sales Podcast Series, hosted by mortgage sales consultants Pat Sherlock and Bobby Welch. This podcast is brought to you by National MI University. We are committed to delivering quality education. Now let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Bobby Welch here. And of course, I've got Pat with me. Pat?
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. This topic is pretty big. And I feel like the mortgage loan officers, especially, they talk a little bit about it. They probably read a little bit about it, but most people aren't doing it. And that's the importance and how to select a personal value proposition. And you're really great at this. I've read some of your articles over the years where you will print this one up on your blog and you nail this. So I'm excited we're going to talk about it today.
Well, I think it is a crucial issue for loan officers who oftentimes really depend upon their lender's positioning as if that's their only way of really positioning themselves to their client base. So I think that the most important point is that each originator needs to go through the exercise of having a personal value proposition. So it probably makes sense to start off with, you know, what is that? And it seems like sometimes people think it needs to be some highfalutin words, but it really is as simple as, how do you want your customers to think about you? I think that's the simplest way of defining what is a value proposition. So how do you want your customers to think about you? And I certainly can see where many loan officers will talk about product and pricing. They'll talk about their technology. They are certainly things that are all about positioning, but that's more on the side of the lender end of it and not your personal positioning as a salesperson. At the end of the day, as a salesperson, it really becomes the issue of positioning on service. That's what you're bringing to your customer, your referral sources, is a level of service. And what is that service level that you will deliver? Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. It does. So said another way, potentially, and correct me if I misheard what you were talking about, but another way to maybe look at it is, you know, you don't want to be pitching things like product and price and even certain features of the loan, because people really are coming to you for a certain outcome or a certain experience.
Right.
And not those little tiny, you know, not those little parts of the experience, right?
No question about it. And that's what really dovetails to the important point that really every originator has to have an understanding of what is their service value proposition, their personal service value proposition. And what I'm talking about is that you are having to define, is it the issue that you'll get back to a customer, whoever calls you within 2 hours, is that your service definition? Or is your service definition that you will be a lifelong financial, act as almost like a financial planner to that borrower, potential borrower? The point is that this customer experience, you have to define what that means, and that translates into the grim issue of really looking at what is your service levels. So many originators are too vague. Oh, we'll be fast and we'll keep you up to date. That's not really a very well thought out value proposition. So what are your service levels that you're going to be projecting to your potential referral sources or your consumers? That you'll be available? Is that your definition of service levels? That you will be 24 hours, 7 days a week? Could be. Certainly some originators do benchmark that. It's not one that I would recommend due to the fact that if that is your value proposition and 24 hours, 7 days a week is pretty tough to do. So, but again, you see the point is that you have to define service and then you have to recognize what are you willing to do as a salesperson in matching to what you're saying you're going to do. Is this an issue where you will keep the referral source, the real estate agent, and the consumer up to date on each part of the loan process? you could have that as your value proposition, but it needs to be more defined. When would you be doing that? In other words, the point I'm saying is that this exercise of defining your service level is an exercise that every originator must go through, because that's what makes you different than an originator down the street. And the point being, really, Bobby, you already mentioned it. If you say you're the first-time homebuyer specialist, well, there's another 300,000 originators that say that they're the first-time homebuyer originator. So again, and then I often see, and it's almost laughable, I will see, well, people will define their value proposition as being a case of that they have integrity. All right, that's interesting. What does that actually mean from a bar standpoint, especially when the word integrity is used very often in the world of business, and then there's really no integrity? What I'm really saying is that it's all about service, and then what you're going to define that your service levels are, and this is something that each originator has to go through.
Yep. Now, inside all of this, I'm assuming that ensuring that your value proposition and what you offer, there's got to be some kind of check with the outside world to make sure that's something that's wanted or needed, right?
By both
your referral partners. And because that's something I see, you know, two things that I actually see, and I'd love to hear your feedback on how you manage this with your clients. The first one, when I see a lot of marketing and advertising out there, or even, you know, Facebook videos where people are promoting themselves, they get into mortgage speak a little too much. You know, the things that they're talking about, you'd have to decipher or have a translator for someone. You know, that's issue number one. But then issue number two is they go into a lot of things where I look at it and I just kind of scratch my head and wonder, like, does the borrower really care? You know, like 6-hour underwriting, you know, something like that. Does the borrower really care about 6-hour underwriting? How would you walk somebody through making sure that what they're promoting themselves as is actually enticing to the potential client?
Well, I think certainly what you're raising, any type of value proposition, and especially a personal one, has to be a benchmark on the real world of talking to referral sources, and also in your conversations with consumers on what do they value. And then the next step is to come back with a definition that really sets you apart from other originators. So no question, you're not establishing this from just really off the top of your head, but you are doing it from in conjunction of what is the consumer wanting. Is the consumer wanting that you will make it easy for them? Well, then how do you define easy? The point that I think I'm really trying to emphasize in different ways is that the product and pricing positioning is really a lender-based positioning. Technology is really another lender-based issue. What all other salespeople have to do is that they have to define service, because that's really what you have. Very rarely, there's only one lender that can be the lowest price. There's only one lender with the best technology. Everybody else is in a competitive range, and that competitive range is based on service. And so each salesperson has to define what my service is going to be. Am I going to be, I can do the hardest loans that nobody else can do? Will I be the one that I will answer 24/7? Will I be the one who will attend every open house? Am I the one? In other words, those are choices that you have to make in really defining what does your marketplace want, and then obviously what you value. So I think you're right on, Bobby, when you talk about, you know, obviously it has to be in conjunction with. And the other issue would be is that you have to redefine that on a regular basis, because your value proposition can change. But I think when you go through what I see so often with many originators, well, there's really no thinking about this. And they really just kind of lump themselves by not thinking about it into the other 300,000 originators that really don't separate themselves. All good originators will separate themselves from the others.
Yep. So in practical terms, to help guide people to come up with one that will work for them, would you say, because I've been taking some notes and just kind of looking at what you're telling all of us, would you say that they really need to take a look at a couple things? Because in your discussion right there, you really talked about outcomes, you know, some of the examples, sure. like, you know, what outcomes do they want? And then the other one would be, you could probably lump a lot of these other things that you talked about inside the word experience. You know, so I'm going to get the specific outcome. So real basic, it could be something as simple as close on time, you know, being able to drive sure. to the title company, knowing how much you're supposed to bring to closing a day or two before you're actually on the road, and then having the documents be ready and be exactly what you thought. So that's an outcome-based scenario, right? But then, you know, what are they afraid of? You know, what has drove them crazy about the last time they got a loan? You know, how can you make them feel better and feel good about the transaction? You know, that whole experiential thing is where I see a massive opportunity to distinguish yourself as well.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head again on what you're talking about is framing yourself in relationship to the buyer's experience. And yep. what research will tell you is that 70% of the buying experience and the influencing that is between a salesperson and the customer is really on how they feel they've been treated. So we know that how we are going to deliver that our brand is we're going to treat you in a better, different way has to be in relationship to recognizing what that is. For some people, that positioning could be, I'm the no surprise originator, where you're going to go to closing and it's going to close exactly as it's supposed to, on time, and certainly with the right financial numbers. It could be that you are, I'm going to make this process easy, whatever you're defining easy as. It can yeah. be, and this is an interesting one, is that it can be that you are really forming your own tribe and connection component. And by doing that, by what I'm talking about, one of the top originators in the country, what she does, which I think is a great idea, where what she is about is she holds a party once a year with realtors and her customers. So the realtors get to meet the customers and the customers get to meet the realtors. And so again, a clever way that ties together with, she really is more about connections than she is about the loan process. Obviously, she is delivering. She happens to be in a high net worth area. And that would be something where I could see that would be a value. But maybe with first time buyers, you can do something else where you would hold together that you're the ones that will pull together home improvement people or painters, or there's a litany that really you can think about. But that's what you have to go through, is how am I going to define this experience? And really that is answering the question, is how am I going to deliver service that is memorable? If you're only about rate and term and you really aren't wanting to move off that positioning, that works great in the refinance market, but it's not going to work great in the purchase money market.
Yep. And so the reality for a lot of loan officers is that they're really simultaneously serving two different customers. There's
yes.
there's really a dual sale going on
right.
with everything. Obviously, we've got the real estate agent who's referring us the business. And then, of course, we've got the buyer. How do you recommend aligning the personal value propositions? Do you recommend one for the agents and then one for the borrowers? Or do you try to counsel your folks to have one that includes both?
Well, ideally, you're lining up with referral sources that match your customer base. But obviously, to ensure what is relevant, you really do have to look at two groups. And yeah. I would say you've hit on a great point that I see too often, especially at, you know, bank-run mortgage companies, is that they kind of lose track of that the customer is the referral source. Of the two groupings, the customer is certainly second to the referral source, mainly from the math standpoint that you are leveraging many relationships through a realtor. With a consumer, you are leveraging that relationship and that relationship with their friends and family, which is not as broad as if it's from a realtor side of it. So being relevant is always being in touch with these both groupings and determining what is it that they are valuing. And then that becomes really how you position yourself. And I think today, the idea of having the same positioning for 20 years, which is, hi, I'm an integrity originator, which I see so many taglines in people's emails, is not addressing how our market has changed. And people aren't going to believe that anyway.
Yep. I believe integrity in business is important. I mean, it's so important.
Sure.
But I just wonder at the end of the day, how many borrowers pick up the phone and select you as an originator because you have high integrity. To me, certain things sound like without it, you would be disqualified.
Right.
Certainly. But is that the type of thing you should lead with? And, my experience has shown that, people want outcome first and then they want experience second, like we've been talking about before. So I think that would be important for people to look at. Make sure that you're talking into the needs and wants of the folks you're trying to service first and foremost.
Right, right. So
is it something they're going to care about?
Well, right. And I think so many times that value propositions are either lender-based or they are something that isn't believed anyway. And again, the point that I'm making today is that more than likely, unless you are at the lowest price lender or the one with the best technology, you're going to lead with your value proposition, which is personal to you. And that Yep. means it's going to have to be something that is defining service to the referral source and to the consumer. And what that is a combination of what your strength is and what is relevant within the marketplace. And I think that's an exercise that every originator should do every 6 months.
Yep. How long should this value proposition be?
Well, I think it needs to be well thought out. And then I think you're going to isolate on, like I said, you're going to be the no surprise originator. Are you going to be, I can do the difficult loans originator? Are you going to be that you can contact me 24 hours, 7 days a week? Again, there's a whole litany of positionings that you can select. It has to match with your customer base. And I think, obviously, once you delve into what's relevant for you, I think, it shouldn't be longer than a sentence.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen people take the same idea, to your point, and create a one-sentence tagline that goes Sure. great on emails and things, but then maybe a slightly expanded version if they're going to place it on a website page or something like that. But I think the key is, if you can't explain it really simply, it's probably not a good value proposition.
No, I think you're exactly right with that. Well, we covered a lot today, and certainly having a well-thought-out personal value proposition is an exercise every originator should do, and it is worth its weight in gold.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for everyone for listening today.
Thanks for listening. If you have a topic to suggest, please tell your National MI account manager, and you may soon see it as part of our sales podcast series.